Well met, adventurers, and welcome to Mage Productions. I am Lee, and I am joined today with... by...
Why do I have to go first every time?
Okay, I'm Brad.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm Joe.
Perfect. So, today we're going to talk about the Gith and their endless war.
Sweet.
Right? This is one of my favorite chapters
Honky
in the
Honky Tonky Yonky.
What?
Honky Tonky Yonky. Totally my next character's name.
Oh, man.
No.
This is why I can't get behind the Gith.
I love it. I love everything about this chapter. Okay, so, Gith used to be a singular kind of entity, race, or whatever. Then, as they do, the Illithid screwed it all up, right?
Did they make the Gith dig a big hole and they went to hell and whatnot?
They were enslaved. And then, you know, the Gith kind of overthrew it, killed off all of the Illithid that they could find, and then made their way out. The Gith then split into two different sub-races, if you will. We have the Gith Yonki and the Gith Zorai. So, the Gith Yonki live on the astral plane. They have made their home... What is it called? It is called To Narath. It is a city built on top of a presumably long deceased god's upper torso.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Meh.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying.
And their city is the like body of a dead god.
I'm scarred. I'm biased.
They live on Kronos.
It's weird.
Here, let's get through this, and then I really want to know why you're scarred.
Jeez.
Okay? So, the Gith Yonki, they live on this god, and their queen, right? Her name is Vlakith, and she is a lich. That's another layer of cool.
I'm interested now.
Right?
Their queen is a lich.
Their queen is a lich. So, this lich, in particular... Vlakith? Whatever. She has made a deal with Tiamat. Right? So, they have a pact with red dragons that red dragons come and live in, I'm not going to say harmony, but they're okay with spending time with the Gith. They're used as mounts and companions. But what they don't like, the red dragons in particular, is being brought to the astral plane. Because they're usually brought there to work for enlisted, if you will, with the Gith Yonki at a younger age. But when they're on the astral plane, they don't age. So they don't get any older, and dragons don't like that. Because they live for a very long time.
So Gith have basically pet red dragons?
The Gith Yonki.
Yeah, the Gith Yonki
right.
have basically pet red dragons?
They're neighbors more so than pets.
Well, yeah, okay. But they have like, hey, this is my red dragon that
yeah.
is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I am so being a Gith.
Right? And they live, so like this god's body that their city is built on top of that goes all the way up the arms... and up the face, and there's a really cool piece of art in here that shows kind of the city from a top view, and it's absolutely glorious. You can see, like, the skull and the city coming out of it. Yeah, it's really cool. But, so they live in, the dragons live in, like, the underbelly of this beast, kind of in the bottom half of the abdomen. It's now, like, turned to rock sediment sort of thing.
Okay.
Because it's been, quote-unquote, dead for so long. But
sure.
There's random tremors in the city. Kind of feels like a heartbeat.
Belly bubbles. A little gassy.
I mean, yeah, who knows if this...
Red Dragon's a little too spicy for him.
I guess. So the chapter really breaks down the city in general, and it sounds like a really awesome place to visit. The Gith Yonki are very much conquer, take things that are cool and pretty and meaningful for this conquering, kill all the Illithid, and then come back and show off what I've done. and then get really bored with it and throw it away. Right?
This is so right up my alley.
So one of the things they like to do is they'll take slaves from the material plane.
Okay, not so much up my alley.
And then they'll bring them back to the city and they'll be like, look at this, whatever, this elf I have brought here. It is now going to be my slave. And the slaves will work for them for X amount of years. Again, you don't age on the material plane. Or on the astral plane. Astral plane, thank you. And then they'll just throw them away. One day they'll just lock the door and they won't let you back in.
Hmm. So this is a new chapter dedicated only to Gith.
Only to Gith, Githyanki, and Githzerai. Correct.
Both playable races,
yes.
Alright, going back in D&D editions, Gith typically triggered the beginning of psionics introducing into the play. Is that coming with them?
So, in a way, yes. Kind of because we've gone over the Githyanki already, we'll talk about that. But they do have psionics, quote unquote. You know the Mage Hand cantrip. And it is invisible. Like, you don't actually see it. So that's kind of an interlude to psionics, as you can move things with your mind, but it's using Mage Hand.
It's actually the spell.
It is actually
it's
the spell.
It's not a new...
Right. Okay. Correct. It's not like a new thing. At the third level, you can cast Jump.
Okay.
Right. You've kind of regained that after a long rest. At the fifth level, you can cast Misty Step. And you get that back after a long rest.
So you're using language that makes it feel very much spellcasting. Exactly. There's no these psionic point system. It's not a new system to learn.
Right. It's just... not a class in itself. It is an innate ability for this race, kind of directed as a spell.
Okay.
Right.
Like elves have innate powers.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Very much along the same lines of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Kind of like the Duergar that we talked about.
Similar concept. So in the next campaign, do I get to be Honky Tonky Yonky and have my pet Red Dragon?
No. The answer is no. No, you don't.
Not if that's your name.
No. Yeah, okay.
But, so...
So what if his name is Al and I go by Honky Tonky Yonky?
No.
No, that's not a thing we're going to do.
I'm totally going to introduce myself in this next campaign as Honky Tonky Yonky.
I know you will. But really...
We'll have an episode on how to deal with trouble players.
Oh, yeah.
And Joe will not be present for that
one. Right. Well, actually, you might want me present for that one so I can... Okay. Well, this is what we did, though!
Says me, who is a very troubled player.
That's why you run the game.
That's why we let you DM. Yeah.
When the DM's the troubled player, she's like, well, that's what he had planned.
Right.
So, another cool thing about the Githyanki, kind of getting back on the subject, is they have airships.
All right.
Who cares about an airship when you have a pet red dragon?
Says, you know, Sid, who spent the whole last...
He was an elf! He didn't have a pet red dragon.
Yeah, the pet dragon thing, I don't know, like, why is that a thing?
It's not so much a pet, it is a pact. So you have an agreement with their god. Not even them in general. So they just kind of like, yeah, sure, whatever, because they can plunder... And they can steal, and they can create their hordes.
So our other race has this god connections that they can call on with this pack of dragons. Why isn't there the gold dragon pack? Like, it fills a power.
So human ancestors made a pact with wolf ancestors to take their young and domesticate them, and now we have dogs.
So you want to domesticate dragons.
So the Gith ancestors made a pact with the dragon god. And now they basically domesticate red dragons-ish for a period of time at least.
Yeah.
You're pushing it, man.
I think I can totally find a way to spin this. I'm going to liberate a red dragon from the astral plane, and he will then be indebted to me.
As a DM, I can see...
Exactly where players are going to go with this, being like, I want a damn pet red dragon.
Right. Yes, right. I can see that. But I can also see, like... for a player to be a Githyanki and then to have an interaction with a red dragon and kind of have that hesitation there between the red dragon and the Githyanki because there is that pact and that exists and it's something that you can put into the game to make it relevant without being like, and now you have a pet red dragon.
Because but everybody wants a pet red dragon.
I don't want that. I don't. As a DM, I don't want that. I don't want you to have a pet red dragon.
But I want a pet red dragon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty epic campaign you're designing from day one.
Yeah. Yeah, you do you, man.
Yeah.
You do you.
Okay.
All right? I mean, can be your goal as a character
being like
for the next campaign if you want.
An adult one and not like an ancient or something.
I guess. So back to these airships that we were talking about before.
Yeah, airships.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are kind of cool, I guess. I'm a fan of airships.
It talks about different types of airships that they have between the skiff, the brig, and the raider. It also talks about how they control these ships, which is kind of from a central chair, and a Githyanki controls it via their psychic powers.
Which is
pretty sweet.
So that's pretty cool.
Right?
So you said they basically have two different types of ship.
They have three different types of ships.
Three types of ship.
They have their skiff, which is the smaller one, the brig, medium size, and the raider. Boom.
So like big bad warship at that point?
Big bad warship that also carries dragons on it. And flies with dragons. And they take that to different planes to then conquer said plane, find Illithid, destroy them.
Apparently, I'm going to have to play a Gith version of Cid in our next campaign.
Ah, jeez.
I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see it.
I can already see it coming.
Yeah, I can see it coming, too.
Because that's pretty cool. I mean, our airships are pretty cool with the stones and whatnot that we used to power them, but they were still like regular old wooden ships.
Well, that was kind of the point of the magic there was using the stones and all that kind of thing.
But if I can like control my ship with my mind and go catch red dragons and transport them.
With mind bullets.
With my head.
And that's telekinesis. Githyanki and Githzerai both, either or. All comes with this kind of lore, common history.
Right. So, with kind of taking that, going into the Githzerai, they are not on the astral plane. They actually reside in Limbo.
Okay.
They
always have, from my recollection.
I guess. I don't... This is really my first introduction to true Gith lore. Again, I've looked at the UA and was like, this is awesome. Mm-hmm, I want more of this. Kind of seeing them in the Monster Manual and then getting the UA. And I was like, playable races. Plug them into my campaign. But this gives me more meat for them. Mm-hmm. Gives more of a meaning and why they are within my world. So I have those goals and those things for them to try to accomplish.
Sure. I like it. I guess there probably are more intelligence or wisdom based instead of the strength that the Githyanki were. Are there any other differences?
They are wisdom based.
Okay.
Their psionics are, again, you have the mage hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then at third level, you get shield.
Okay.
And at fifth, you get detect thoughts. So
it's
again,
a little flavor difference.
It's a flavor difference, mm-hmm. but their characters is different. Their demeanor is different. They're much more. They are existing within Limbo, pretty much keeping to themselves. They also hate the Illithid, but they don't. They're not like the Githyanki of I'm going out of my way to conquer and kill. The Githzerai are like if we happen to like. Be confronted with them, sure, but they really live in their bubble within Limbo.
So with these, kind of like they do with the elves, it seems like they're giving you different versions of the race, one geared more towards like your caster side, one geared more towards your melee side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have the natural
choice. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Very much so.
So it's just like your dwarves, where you have just a dwarf. It's a dwarf.
You just have a dwarf.
You get one type of dwarf.
No, you have your
good dwarf, bad dwarf.
Oh, whatever.
I mean, all dwarfs are the same to Lee, though, so.
You guys are jerks, man. I tell you one thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Right. So, okay. Back to our Gith.
Sure. Right off of the dwarfs again.
So, all Gith have an intelligence score increased by 1. And then, depending on which sub you choose, the Githyanki, as we said, are strength-based, increased by 2. And the Gith Zerai have their wisdom increased by 2. Which,
a nice ability boost.
That
yeah.
is
yeah.
pretty hefty. Mm-hmm. Like, in conjunction with the intelligence boost.
Okay.
So.
Strong options.
Very yep. strong options. We then have a lot of tables. We have a lot of name tables, like Gath and Viren and Benor.
Still better than whatever Joe's gonna say doopity doop thing.
Honky tonky yonky. Yeah.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. Gotta represent the South.
And again.
Totally not.
No, please don't. No.
Totally not.
In. Very much in parody of the other chapters with the drow and non-drow, Duergar and non-Duergar, we have the Gith Zerai and non-Gith Zerai kind of tables for that.
Isn't there literally only one other type of Gith that we're aware of?
It has Githyanki, but I was trying to make a joke, man.
It's kind of hard to do that, though, when there's only two types of a race.
Let's just sit here in awkward silence now.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crickets.
Thanks. So, you were saying, Brad, that you had, like, not a dislike.
Hatred. I don't hate okay. Gith. I actually liked Gith years ago when Gith first
I heard a
first
D
came
on the
out.
End of like there, liked
yes,
Giths.
Yes, I did like Giths. And
at one point.
I was ruined by them. I brought them out in my gaming group back in third edition. I played a Gith. His name was Runic, and he was a conjurer, and I had spent a lot of time and thought bringing him to the table, and I was completely shunned by every other player character.
Why?
At the table. It was too alien.
It's because his name wasn't Honky Tonky.
Yeah, that's it.
That's why. Okay.
Why is that a thing?
I know it sounds weird, but Gith in our gaming group, which, you know, every table's different, right. were just aliens.
Well, and really, and they are. They are aliens.
Right. Like, dwarves aren't, yeah. elves aren't, gnomes aren't, right. halflings aren't, but for some reason, Gith are. Even though they all have this weird, and they're all made up these, you know, fantasy characters. But that one was not accepted in my playgroup.
Was it a Gith Yankee or a Gith Zerai?
It was a Gith Zerai. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, frail and weaker than humans, so I came yeah. in with this, but they were, you know, strong in mind and,
yeah.
and will.
That's
so,
what they're all about.
And I was ready to play him good and just I never got off the ground. They didn't want to play with him. They ignored him. And he shunned him. It was like, it wasn't fun. So I had to give him up by the time he reached second level.
Oh, wow. And that's
he didn't
great.
Get far.
That was a quick turnaround.
He didn't get far.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But,
so looking at the pictures of these things, going back to the whole like D&D Justice League thing, this is Martian Manhunter right here.
It really is. But would he be Githyanki or Gith Zerai?
Ooh.
I'm thinking Gith Zerai.
They're
much
too.
More like brain power.
Yeah.
Nice isn't the correct word. Their alignments are still kind of like on their own bit. But I'd be friends with the Gith Zerai before I'd be friends with the Githyanki. Probably. They don't have red dragon pets.
I mean, that's... So. Not a plus. That's totally like a
no,
minus.
For the Justice League bit that you were talking about.
But still, like...
I guess, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm this really cool dude that can do things, but guess what? I also have my buddy here that will come in and obliterate you.
That's what Batman's for.
That's true. Hashtag Batman's best.
And at that, we will end...
As awkwardly as possible.
As awkwardly as possible, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
Check out our website at mageproductions.com.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, no, because...
Hashtag honky tonky yonky.
Jesus.